Hey, 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 good people. I pray you all are doing well. I know it's been a minute. Things has been coming and going, but to God be all the glory. In spite of it all, He still gets the glory. I am so elated that you have tuned in today to Mental and Love Notes 101 with your girl CL Suggs. I'm telling you, 2023 has been a blow, to say the least. I mean, it's one dilemma after the next. I heard a woman of God say it's almost like a tsunami, right? It ain't that little rain of water and people, I'm getting wet. No, this is like it's overtaken. And I truly believe the same way that life has been trying to overtake us, the blessings going to overtake us even the more. So I am elated for you and you, wherever you may be around the globe. I truly am thankful for you for tuning in, because you could have done something else. Whether you're tuning in on the Mental Love Notes podcast or whether you're tuning in on the CRC International Ministry YouTube channel, I'm so thankful. If you haven't subscribed to the YouTube channel, subscribe, because some of those moments, messages, sermons that I've been preaching on Sundays or Wednesdays or whatever day that the Lord has called me to upon an assignment, I put them on YouTube. So if you haven't jumped on YouTube, hey, subscribe to the YouTube channel, CRC International Ministries. You know, today I just want to share with you all, and I'm not going to be before you long, because I know if you like me, we are in the month of December. Can you believe it? December, we are in the 12th month. But God is still doing some things yet in the 12th month. The year is not over. So whatever He has promised you, whatever He has decreed and declared over your life, trust Him at His word. Trust Him. Let me tell you something. That delay that you think is a delay, no. It was God protecting you from something, or something He wants to do even greater. Even greater. So if I want to share with you anything on today, it would simply be trusting God in it all. Trusting God in it all. Trust is a big word. And a lot of times people say, yeah, I trust God. But do you really trust Him? Do you trust Him with your whole heart, mind, body, and soul? Because trust is, even though people use that word, we got to trust God even when it gets hard. We got to trust God even when we don't even know what's the next turn going to be. What's the next outcome going to be. I got to trust God even when life seems like it's hitting me upside my head. Guess what? I still got to trust God. It can be difficult to trust God during uncertain times. But as a believer who knows His rightful heritage, we know that His ways are not our ways. We know that He will ultimately work all things for our good. It may not feel good. It may not seem good. It may not smell good. But guess what? He's going to work it for our good. So don't stop praying. That's the last thing that you can do, is stop praying. Don't stop praying. Keep having faith. Keep trusting God even in the hard times. Ephesians 2 and 8 and 9 said, for grace have you been saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It is a gift from God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast. We can't boast in this thing called life. We can't mean faith. We can't even boast in this thing called born again believer's life. It's all of it goes to God. As we go through our daily lives, each one of us experience difficult situations one way or the other. A lot of times we go through pain or suffering. A lot of times we are surprised that these situations find a way into our lives. And how did it find a way into our lives? And we forget that God has told us that we will experience hardship. He told us that the godly going to suffer persecution. I think you can attest to this, that He said that the godly shall suffer persecution. We are given the gift of faith, though. Every man is given a measure of faith. And we are taught to use this valuable fruit of the Spirit. But a lot of times we do not. We fret. We get upset. We shut down. We turn around. And we just say, you know what? The heck with all of it. You know that thing where people used to say, that cliche, I'm going to throw in the towel. Look, the towel I've been thrown in, I done threw it in the blanket, the everything. Because sometimes things hit us so hard that we feel like we done threw in everything. You know what, God, I'm done. I'm through. I done went through this. I done went through that. And I got hit with this. And I got hit with that. I done cried this. And I done cried with that. And sometimes you just feeling yourself, God, I'm done. I can attest. Sometimes my spirit man be so grieved and so vexed by different things that has been taking place and seeing how God's people has been treated or seeing how things are not going according to and just being the people in at large. How so many people are turning away from God. How so many people are doing things and think God don't notice. How so many times people are not even respecting and honoring him in his house. That thing sometimes hits you hard. And you find yourself weeping and grieving and lamenting over situations that you know you need God to answer. Because a lot of times people think because you're crying, oh, something must be wrong with you. It's not always me. Sometimes you feel the burdens of somebody else, especially when you're interceding for them. In difficult or confusing times, we are quick to worry about them instead of having faith and casting them unto the Father as he had told us to do. The grace of God has given us the gift of faith, as I stated before, not because we deserve it, not because we rightfully own it. We are nothing without Jesus Christ and him making the way possible for any of us. But as a result of the everlasting goodness of his works, it is important, it is vital, it is essential to also know that this gift we have been given is not in exchange for us accomplishing good work. We'll never be able to work our way into the kingdom. Appreciation of this gift, which is called faith and trusting in the Almighty God, should fill our hearts with humility, knowing we've been given something we could never achieve on our own. Trust and thankfulness will get us safely through any day. Trust protects us from worrying and obsessing over things that we have no control over. Thankfulness, it keeps us from criticizing and complaining, which is called almost like a sister sin, right? Those sister sins that so easily entangle us. Criticizing and complaining. Have you been caught in the sister sin or the sister's act? Criticizing and complaining. We must keep our eyes on Jesus Christ, who is the prize of our possession. It is the same thing as trusting God in all things. It is a free choice. Nobody's going to force you to trust God. Nobody's going to force you to receive his blessings. Nobody's going to force you. And you know, because a lot of times people think, oh, here she go talking about Jesus again. No, I'm not going to force feed you to have him. I'm not going to. We can only witness. And I can make suggestions to you. But ultimately, at the end of the day, it's still your choice. You choose whom you're going to serve. But as for me in my house, we're going to serve the Lord. It is a free choice that we must make thousands of times daily to trust the Lord. The more we choose to trust him, the master, the king of kings, the Lord of lords, the easier it becomes. Why? Because thought patterns of trust become etched into our brain. It become etched. If I can continue, I don't care what it looks like, when it looks like, how it looks like. I don't care about that bad report. I don't care in the midst of, I'm not too moved by the situation that the enemy come to kill, steal, and destroy. That is his main tactic. That's his stratagems. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And anytime he can kill your thought pattern, anytime he can destroy your character, anytime he can kill everything about you, guess what? He wants to do that. He's addicted to doing that. He's addicted to you falling a prey to his distraction. But in the midst of it all, what did the word say? What does the word give? What does the word say? In all things, I think that's 1 Thessalonians. In all things, give thanks, for this is the will of the Lord in Christ Jesus. In everything, give thanks. Blessed be the Lord. We got to continue to give God back his word. We get so, again, the sister sins of criticizing and complaining that we forget to call upon the name of the Lord. And he said he will deliver us. We get so bound by the situation that we forget to give it to him. Regulate troubles to the part of our mind so that we can be central in our thought pattern. Yeah, I realize this is a fact that this situation happened, but the truth is God's word. It may be a fact that this sickness might try to come, but the truth is I trust God the healer. It may be a fact that I may not have the money to do this, blah, blah, blah. But guess what? The truth is what the truth saying. That's what we need to focus on, what truth said, and entrusting our concerns into his care at all times. Not sometimes, but at all times. 2 Corinthians 5:17 said, therefore, we are always confident, although we know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord, for we walk by faith, not by sight. So a lot of times people get so excited when they can see it. Oh, I see the blessing. Oh, I see the financial breakthrough. Oh, I see. No, you got to sometimes believe before you even see it. That's trust. That's trust that I, you know what? I don't know the end results of this thing, but I do know that I trust in the one who told me that he's the beginning and the end. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He told me in Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plan that I have for you, plans of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. So I know that my end is good, peace and not of evil. For I don't care what may come, when it come, how it come, but guess what? In the midst of it all, it's going to be good. Whenever we do find ourselves going through hardships, because maybe you haven't yet received the hardship yet, but trust me, keep on living. I promise you, you're going to find one. You're going to seek one. So one, you don't even have to seek it. It'll find you. But in the midst of it all, whether they be financial troubles, whether it be in painful relationships, damaged health, or questioning our self-worth, guess what? It's going to be whether we rely and trust on God and him alone. And it's hard for us if we don't have that trust to really believe that God is working in the situation when we don't see no way out of it. That's because our humanistic beings, as humanistic beings, we use our belief based on what we see and not our faith. We all been guilty of it. Which is what God tells us to focus on. What did he tell us to focus on? If you keep your mind stayed on me, I will keep you in what? Perfect peace. It's difficult, and it can be difficult sometimes to trust God during uncertain times, but as a believer, we know that his ways are not our ways, right? He tell us that. He will ultimately work all things for our good. He tell us that as well. Having faith and trusting in God in difficult times can allow us to find peace in his presence. Let me ask you a question, because, you know, a lot of times we want to give God the hardcore anger, and I'm mad at God, I don't want to talk to God, and I'm just done with God. But let me ask you a question. When was the last time you got in his presence? Because most of the time we only call on him when we want him. We only call on him when it's raining and storming outside. We only pull out the umbrella, because if we use this as a representation, God as a representation of an umbrella, most of the time people only pull out the umbrella when it's raining and storming outside. But as soon as the sun come out, you throw the umbrella back in the closet as if you don't need it anymore. That's how some people treat God. They treat God just like an umbrella. When it's raining, when it's storming, I need you. I need you to cover me. I need you to protect me. I need you to keep me. I need you to do this. I need you to heal me. And then as soon as everything is good, peaches and cream, and sunny outside, you throw the umbrella in the car, in the house, in the trunk, and you think, okay, God, I don't need you anymore. But every day of our life, we need him. Every day. So when was the last time you were in his presence? When you are unfaithful, hear me and hear me in the Holy Ghost. When you are unfaithful, it can be hard on you because now you have hardened your heart with pride and you have caused to grow distance. It ain't just social distance, but you have now grown distant in your relationship with the Father. Learning to give up all your struggles and problems to God can lift a heavy burden off of yourself. But God didn't call us to be heavy burden carriers. He never called us to be burden carriers. He told us to cast all our cares upon him, for he cares for us. So if he's carrying it, why are you carrying it? God has given us the gift of faith so that we may use it to recognize his work and not be in a constant worry when we are surrounded by uncertainties. Uncertainties is going to come, right? Uncertainties is going to see us. They're going to look at us. They're going to smile at us. Someone going to frown at us. Someone going to nick at us, pick at us. But guess what? In the midst of it all, how are you handling your faith? In the midst of it all, who are you trusting? Who are you trusting? Are you praying to self or are you praying to a God that you know will answer? So as Elijah said, that same God is going to answer by fire. Who are you praying to? Who are you trusting? Another thing that we have to remember and some things we need to understand and put it in the forefront of our mind is God's gift of grace. God give us, same way he give us grace, give yourself grace. You're not going to do everything right. You're not going to say everything right. But in the midst of it all, God is right. So we can put our trust in Mr. Right, who is God and God alone. No, none can compare to him. None is like him. He is perfect in all his way. Holiness is he. Holy is he. Righteous is he. That's why he said, let us come to his throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and grace to help us in our time of need. We forget to do this at times. And we need to recognize God's gift of grace to all of us. He has given this unmerited mercy to all of us by sending his only begotten son to die on a cross for you and I. We need to have confidence and assurance as we reach out to God with our struggles, that whatever decides to happen is for our own well-being. Yeah, it may not seem good. I didn't like the way it turned out. I didn't like some of the past stuff that I went through. But guess what? Now I can say it worked out. It worked for my good. It all worked for my good. I think about a story in the Bible, and I wanted to really go deep, and I may do that in the next podcast. But I wanted to talk about a young man named by the name of Jairus, right? Most of the time when we talk about in the Bible, if you know anything about the Bible, you know anything about Sunday school, hearing this story, we talk about the woman with the issue of blood who bled for 12 long years. And yes, that is true. But they forget about Jairus. The woman could not have went to Jesus or even touched Jesus if Jairus didn't go get him. Sometimes you got to be the forerunner for somebody else to get their healing. Sometimes you got to be the forerunner for somebody else to get their deliverance. There's a nation waiting on you to keep. Somebody is waiting on your healing to know that they can be healed. Even in the midst of this, and I remember preaching this message, and I said, here's an emergency, because, you know, he went to Jesus for the sake of his daughter, and she was lying sick. He went to Jesus for the sake of his daughter. And in the midst of his emergency was interrupted by another emergency, which now, but in the end time, and all that was done and said, Jesus began to fulfill both of the emergencies. That's just like God. He's on time whether you think he is or not. Jairus' daughter went from sick to dying to dead. But in the midst of it all, he was the resurrection of life. She's not dead, but she's sleeping. Trust that one who tell you that situation ain't dead. It's just sleeping. But you got to put the right words and the right person coming into the scenery has to be the right one. It has to be the right one. Because if not, you're going to have somebody else speaking over your life or your daughter or your child. And they're going to speak death words rather than life words. Now, it ain't what it seems. And it's not what it looks like. It's what he declared. She shall get up. She going to rise. Your situation is getting ready to arise. But you got to speak over it. You have to speak over it. We need to have confidence and assurance as we reach out to God with our struggles, with our situation, with that dead situation, that whatever he decides to happen is for our own well-being, but he's going to make it good, whatever it be. If our questions are not answered in the ways that we hope, instead of being quick to judgment, being judgmental and worrying as the sister sins, criticizing and complaining, we can rest in God by keeping our faith in his infinite grace. It is not up to us how things are resolved in our lives, but it is our job to have faith in God no matter the price. Right? In the midst of it all, God said, it's not your job to figure out whether I'm going to do my job. Your job is just to have faith. Your job is just to trust me that I will do it. If you are in right standing with God and you know that you have had your hand in his hand and you haven't turned, even if you did turn, you did like Second Chronicles say, turn from your wicked ways. If you know you're in the right standing with God, God is, he's going to answer you. He said, I will withhold no good thing from them that walk upright with me. Those who diligently seek his face, God is going to answer. But stay in his face. Seek his face early. In the presence, in his presence, so he can be found by you. I'm talking to me too. Because sometimes I get so lethargic. Sometimes I've been so tired. I mean, it's just, I just want to lay there. But spend time with the Father. Make that your, I ain't going to say resolution, but make that your business. That I'm going to spend time with the Father before the new year even come in. I need to seek his face of how he wants me to do certain things. I need to seek his face how he need me to move. I need to seek his face of, God, what do you will have me to do? Because I need to know that I'm doing according to your will and not my own will. My own will got me in a lot of mess. But God, your will is only for the best. So trust God with every area of your life. Trust him. That he will answer you and show you great and mighty things. I hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving. I hope that you're still doing well. God is still doing something great, and he's greatly to be praised. Don't give up now. The battle is not over, but the battle does belong to the Lord. All right, good people, this is your girl, CL Suss. Much love.